Hi there, it's Drex from 99.3 The Fox, covering for Sean Leslie all this weekend. 18 vulnerable students at Britannia Secondary School are off to Africa to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, but they need help fundraising so they can get there. The trip is scheduled for March in 2015 and is estimated to cost $160,000. So why is it important for these at-risk youth to participate in this once-in-a-lifetime trip, and how do they plan on fundraising? Let's have a chat to a teacher from Street Front Alternative Program. Trevor Stokes, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. This is a pretty cool idea, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty audacious for sure, considering the backgrounds of the youth that we're going to be taking to Africa. Yeah, this is uncharted territory for sure.
Tell me what we mean by when I say vulnerable students, for those people that don't know.
Well, I teach at a program for kids grade 8 to 10, and most of those kids have been removed from high school, so they're no longer in traditional high schools. And the reason that they left the school is primarily because they never attended, so they're truant kids. But the reasons why they're truant are varied and multifaceted. The common denominator for most of my kids is poor. They're as poor as they come. They're amazing kids, though, and the stories of resilience and toughness are just unparalleled. I just finished the Vancouver Marathon. I actually ran the half and then the full after it because I was running with my students. I had, I think, 17 kids that were out on the course today. These are the most marginalized and disadvantaged youth that we can probably find in the city, yet they find the determination and the internal fortitude to go out and run 21K, or for some of our kids, I think we had 11 kids running 42.2K today.
These alternative programs have been proven to work in the past, and obviously you're doing some pretty good work to get those students back into sort of some form of education so they can set up themselves for a life. Why the trip to Africa?
Well, we needed to, for most of my students, they've never been to North Vancouver. We were on the downtown east side, and we can see North Vancouver, but most of my kids have actually never even been there. So we were starting to think that these kids need to be involved in a, kind of a global conversation about what it's like to be a youth in a really kind of overly complex and complicated world. And we decided that we need to get out there and start to motivate and inspire our youth that are sometimes pretty downtrodden, and they're not inspired, they're not passionate. So we decided to do something very big, so we created something called the Street to Peak Project. And the first of the program, or the trips that we're going to do, is to go to Kilimanjaro. And we chose something big and audacious. For example, our running program, we don't run just 5-kilometer races or even 10-kilometer races. We run full marathons. And we like to raise the bar as high as possible because I think a lot of people shortchange the youth that I'm working with, and especially alternative youth. They think they're kids that aren't capable of things that require real determination and perseverance. And we're out to change that story. And it's not a story of sadness and despair. It's a story of amazing accomplishments and fortitude.
Well, I would imagine if you can inspire a bunch of students to run a full marathon, I can imagine how they're going to be inspired once they get to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. That is something that only a select few people around the world have ever been able to do.
Yeah, absolutely. We believe we're the very first school in North America to get approval from the school board, which took over a year of doing. And
why am I not surprised by that?
I'm sorry?
Why am I not surprised that it took that long?
Yeah, absolutely. It's difficult to even go snowboarding at Cypress Mountain, but it's worth it. We needed to set the bar so that we could really prove to the world that we're going to be on top of that mountain, and the air that we're going to be breathing is it's the air for reserve only for the champions or the tough, and we're going to come back and we're going to inspire the youth in our communities, and we're going to pick them up, and they maybe will be ready for the next Street to Peak project that's going to take place in the next 2 years, in 2017.
Look, as a teacher that deals with people's roadblocks in life all the time, there's quite a large roadblock standing in front of this happening, which is the cost of $160,000.
Yep, that's for sure.
How do you plan on raising that money?
Well, we're doing some great things. We've used, through just general contacts and canvassing people that we know, we've already raised enough money to take 4 of those kids. So we've got a big chunk. We've got 4 of our 18 youth already set up. We have a wonderful charity run that's taking place on May the 10th, so that's this upcoming Saturday, and it takes place at Jericho, and you can find that on our website at streaktopeak.com, and that's all the proceeds, 100% go directly to the kids. So it's about $5,000 to get each kid there, and I have 3 boys, and if it was my son, they'd come home with an equipment list, and I would just go and buy the equipment list at Mountain Equipment Co-op or whatever, and I would outfit my own kid.
And these kids can't do that, can they?
No, absolutely. We're talking, Jackson, nothing. They don't even have ID We're going to be buying their ID. We got Natasha Pakula, who just, like, we found out she didn't even have ID. She wasn't even, like, a registered citizen. We got her a birth certificate this year. Like, how can you be 14 and not even have that?
That's just incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, those are the stories that we're facing, but that's exactly why those kids need to get there, because they never have an opportunity to do that. This is this sort of rare international travel. That only happens to the very, very select few, and we want to change that. There's an opportunity of you know, a sort of equity of opportunity, and we need to make that happen. So we're going to make it. We've got our charity run. We've got a lot of corporate people that are talking to us, and the Rotary Club is going to support us.
Have you got equipment supplies on board to fit out all these kids?
Yeah, well, we're trying to. If anybody's out there that wants to help support with boots and backpacks and stuff, we would love it.
Feel free to drop some names if you want specifics from certain companies. Yeah, no, man, you're on the radio, man, so go for it.
Totally. Anybody that we need boots, we need thermal underwear, we need underwear for these kids.
Yeah.
We need jackets. We need all those types of things.
Because it's damn cold at Mount Kilimanjaro, Trevor.
Yeah, seven climactic regions you'll go through. It'll be minus 20 at the top, and we'll start at plus 40. So, absolutely. But we're going to mitigate costs when we can. We're going to do that. There's two of us that are just going to pay our own ways to get there, and that's going to offset, and we can use that money to get two more kids there.
I got to tell you, Trevor, there's some very rich people in the the lower mainland that have very deep pockets. That love doing things for charity. So, but you know, I'm not going to call out anyone specifically, but you know what? If you got a bit of cash, just you can get in contact with Trevor and help these guys get to their $160,000.
I just love that. And if you ever get a chance to meet my kids, not my own children, but my students.
Treat them like your own kids. That's a good thing, though.
If you ever have a chance to meet them, you will. Like, if you met those 18 kids today or whatever that were running the marathon, like, you would have no idea. Like, you would be so blown away. I always say to people that don't know them, they're the greatest kids you'll never meet. And it's usually because society doesn't take the time to meet these kids. And they'll become amazing employees. They'll become amazing fathers. They'll become amazing moms. They just need a chance for someone to listen to their story. And that's why we're going to get to this mountaintop. And we're going to be yelling from the top of that mountain. And everybody's going to know about us.
And there's plenty of conversations to have on your way up the side of a mountain.
You're right. We're going to be on that mountain for over 6 days.
Let me ask you some personal stories here about some of the kids that have gone through this program before. You've said that they're dirt poor kids. They come from nothing, and you build them back up again to become productive members of society. Have you seen some amazing success stories over the years?
Oh, yeah, unbelievable. I always say I have a poster in my classroom that's 101 places you have to see before you die. And I judge the success of how we're doing by, does anybody get out of Dodge? Does anybody actually get outside of the trappings of East Van at times?
Yeah.
And just this year, I got 6 postcards. I got 2 from China, 1 from Japan, 1 from Egypt, 1 from India, and 1 from Europe. And those are kids that decided that they were going to save up as much money as they could only on the idea that they thought it would be cool to see another country. And for me, that's the success story. I got numerous kids in universities. I got valedictorians. I've got kids like Jessica Stucci Phillips, who just ran her half marathon. She ran a full marathon last year. Her mom had just died, 2 weeks before. Michael Antoine was going to run with me today, but his dad died on Thursday. Like, those are the real harsh realities of these kids. But they show up, and they get this strength of community amongst our program at Street Front and with the Street to Peak, and the other kids just pick them up. There's no way we're going to let a kid drop back, and that's why we do what we do. These kids, they're so amazing, but they're just kind of neglected by society in a lot of ways, and we just feel that it's not right. These kids are so fantastic that if we do our job and we promote them the way that they need to be promoted and give them a platform to speak, the world will be so impressed by what they do.
I feel that you've talking about getting these kids inspired. I feel that these kids have probably inspired you, huh?
Oh, beyond doubt. I came from the most privileged of backgrounds, right? I had 2 beautiful parents that provided every single thing I could ever ask for. So when I look at my life, I'm in disbelief what I had relative to these. A lot of the times these kids are the first people to wake up at, 8 o'clock to go to school. That's tough when you live in a community where at times nobody else is getting up to do the hard work and to do, to really make that sort of model that work ethic. So we're instilling that in these kids, and we're making them as mentally tough and as physically strong as possible so that they're able to tackle any challenge. If we do Kilimanjaro, how easy is a math test? If we run these marathons, how easy is it to deal and tell the truth to an uncomfortable social situation to your parents or your girlfriends? Those are the lessons we're teaching.
So let's get you to $160,000. How can people get in contact with you to give you a donation?
Well, you could give it to, so our website is at Street to Peak, so that's STREET with a number 2, peak, PEAK.com.
Yep.
Or you can call the Street Front Alternative Program, which is at Britannia Secondary. Any calls that go to Britannia Secondary in Vancouver would get directed to us. And I love your attitude because at times it's hard to ask for money, but we need it, and I think it's money very, very well spent. It's an absolute investment in the future.
Trevor, I've got a microphone in front of me. Of course, I'm going to ask for money for you. Why wouldn't I?
Well, you're a great man. I appreciate that.
Well, Trevor Stokes is one of the teachers over there at the Street Fund Alternative Program. Trevor, you're doing some amazing work, and I would love to hear from you again if you get to your $160,000. But I have no doubts that you will.
Absolutely. We'll give you a postcard when we get to Tanzania.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Trevor.